Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, we share how parents can help their children prepare for GSAT. Stay tuned. The Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT is literally just a few weeks away. During this time, anxiety starts to creep in, workload increases, and stress level rises. Now, how can parents help their children effectively prepare for the exams? The first step is to ensure that your child is eating well and getting adequate rest.
A big tip for parents is that they need to start to calm down and relax. They need to be honest with themselves and recognize the true ability levels of their children. Many of us, our children are not 90s children. Our children are 70s and 80s children, like we were. So this push on the child to attain the 100 and the 90 plus, we have to be realistic and honest and just help our children maximize their true potential.
Child psychologist and family therapist, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl. The next step is to work with your child's teacher to identify common mistakes.
Go through with the teachers if we don't have the skill set to do it on our own. And look at the type of mistakes our children are making. Some of them, for example, in the math, where the question has words plus numbers, they're not reading through properly, making the proper notation to multiply correctly or add correctly. So we need to look at our children are making those kinds of errors. Some of our children do not have very good skills to read graphs and so on. The exams that require these kinds of things, we need to give our children a little extra practice to do those kind of things.
As the exam date draws closer, encourage your child to relax.
The best thing to do is a couple of days or so before the exam, just allow your child to relax. I'm in one of schools right here in Jamaica, where they have a fun day the same week. Say, for example, Jesus is Thursday and Friday, there's a fun day at the school on Tuesday. Some schools have a relaxed day for the grade 6 students the week before the exams. There are different things that we can do, because you must remember now, you know, even if the parents at home are relaxed about it, but their face at school and what their peers are doing might make them anxious. It's going to be important to find ways for them to relax at least a couple of days before the exam itself.
Finally, parents, don't be a major source of stress for your children.
Just to remind parents that many times we, the parents, are the major sources of stress. We need to relax, recognize that our children are more than just an exam, and start to prepare for high school. I do hope that our parents pay as much attention to the children when they start high school as they have paid in these last 2 years of preparation for GSAT.
Child psychologist and family therapist, Dr. Orlene Brown Earl. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.